With focus this year on health concerns, certain area residents will be trying not to forget events of last year. Army Corps of Engineers has urged the media not to forget last year's flooding or the potential for flooding this year. Information for April, which would normally be the subject of public meetings, was released online this month, with forecasts showing some possibility for flooding.
Through June, the precipitation image shows that there is an enhanced probability of above normal precipitation for much of the basin, I'll say the eastern two-thirds of the basin, into the Midwest, April through June.
Doug Cluck with NOAA also says current soil moisture, which would prevent new moisture from being absorbed, is still enhanced.
Somewhat drier over the last few months, warmer temperatures mainly. That's been good to get rid of some of the excess soil moisture, not that it's gone.
Cluck also said precipitation chances through July would also be above normal.
Into July, those pretty much the same pattern. And then precipitation generally leans towards above normal for much of the basin.
Kevin Lau with National Weather Service concurred also and indicated enhanced risk of flooding would be present for portions of the river basin, including the state of Missouri.
Soil moisture conditions still remain abnormally wet across much of the basin, and so there does still remain an enhanced risk for flooding, especially across the eastern third of the basin. The likelihood for flooding is increased anywhere from 10% to more than 50% greater than normal for much of the eastern portion.
The Corps last year discussed the possibility of providing more storage capacity in upstream reservoirs to mitigate downstream flooding. Kevin Grody, reservoir regulation lead, indicated flood storage space still remains in the major storage zones.
We expect the pool levels in Fort Peck, Garrison, and Oahe to rise further into their flood control zones over the next few months.
Team leaders also maintain the lower Missouri remains unregulated, and efforts to mitigate flooding in the region by controlling releases upstream is difficult. A bill recently sponsored by Missouri Senator Roy Blunt establishing a lower Missouri River flood prevention program, introduced last month, has been referred to the Committee on Environment and Public Works.